I promise to hold in high esteem our heritage won for us through the blood and toil of our fathers, and I pledge myself in all things to uphold and defend the good name of Ghana.
The time is 6 o'clock. This is Radio Ghana, the news presented by Samuel Issa
and Doreen Ampofu.
In the headlines, President Mahama inspects progress of work at Bui Dam site and Pong Water Treatment Plant. Ghana Water Company Limited asked to protect country's water bodies from pollution. NDC's Daniel Kwesi Ashama wins Buem by-election. Rainstorm hits Gushau in northern region, and Pope Benedict makes final public appearance today. First, the summary by Doreen Ampofu.
President John Dramani Mahama has inspected progress of work on the Bui hydroelectric dam and Pong water treatment plant as part of many interventions to arrest the recent erratic power supply in the country. The Bui hydroelectric dam, which is expected to be completed by April this year, is expected to feed the national grid with 133 megawatts of electricity to boost its supply. A fact-finding committee set up by the PURC has asked the Ghana Water Company to protect the country's water bodies from encroachment and pollution. The chairman of the committee, Jonathan Nee Ahelen, made the call in Accra when he presented its interim report at a media briefing. The NDC has retained the Buem parliamentary seat after it emerged victorious in a by-election. Daniel Kwesi Ashama, 43, of the ruling party, polled 9,360 votes, representing 84.6% of the total valid ballot cast. To beat four other contestants, the Buem constituency seat became vacant following the death of MP for the area, Henry Ford Kamel. And Pope Benedict will today hold the final general audience in front of thousands of pilgrims in St. Peter's Square. The gathering will be the last public appearance where the Pope will use his white Pope mobile to greet pilgrims.
Radio Ghana, number one current affairs news channel and more.
The news in detail. The Bui hydroelectric dam will by April this year feed the national grid with 133 megawatts of electricity to boost its generation capacity. The 133 megawatts of power will come from one of three generating units which has been completed. When the other two are completed by October this year, the plant will generate 400 megawatts of power. This came up when President John Mahama toured the Bui Dam site to ascertain progress of work in the wake of erratic power supply in the country. He stated that the country's demand for energy grows by 10% yearly, and this places a responsibility on the government to increase power generation. A report by Pascalina Dadevo and Emmanuel Mensah-Bludu.
In a State of the Nation address last week, President Mahama stated that the erratic power and water supply is causing him sleepless nights. And so this week, he set off to visit some water and power installations in the country to inspect ongoing projects and look out for challenges that need urgent attention. The Bui Dam is a 400 megawatt hydroelectric project, a collaboration between the government of Ghana and Sino Hydro, a Chinese construction company. Construction of the dam started in 2009, and President Mahama, then Vice President, cut the sword. The dam is about 99% complete, including civil and electromechanical works, according to the Chief Executive of the Bui Power Authority, Jabez Emisa-Asa. Issues of a settlement have been dealt with appropriately, and the communities have been provided with boreholes, schools, community center, markets, and clinics.
We have successfully resettled all the communities that needed to be resettled, especially those who are living in the area where the lake is now formed. The installation works in the powerhouse have gone very far, more than 90% complete. There are a few finishing things that have to be done, and then once we are able to admit water into the generating units, within 6 weeks we should have the unit operating.
President Mahama again assured Ghanaians that by the middle of this year, the issue of load management will be completely resolved.
Following my State of the Nation address, I had received assurances that by April, we'll be able to put the first power from Bui into the national grid. And so I came here to ascertain that myself. As you see, the dam is complete. Work is almost 90% complete. By the end of April, they should be able to open the first turbine and 333 megawatts into the national grid. They will come as a relief because of the current power outages that we are having due to the load management. And so I want to reassure Ghanaians again that I have sleepless nights as a result of the load management that is going on, and that I feel certain that by the middle of this year, we should have ameliorated the situation.
He said the major shortfall in electricity generation is due to the breakdown of the West African gas pipeline in August last year. The pipes will be fully repaired by April this year, and this will surely bring some relief.
With the assurances we have from the West African gas pipeline too, that by April they should have fully repaired the pipe and restored the flow of gas, then we can have their units in Abuazi also fully operational. And I think that we have to resolve that we'll never go through this situation again. When our own gas comes on stream at the end of this year, I think it should give us a fair amount of comfort and safety that Ghana would be able to meet its energy demand going forward.
Later at a Debar of Chiefs, President Mahama assured them of payment of the next batch of compensation to people whose farmland and property were destroyed as a result of the construction of the dam.
That was a report by Pascaline Adadevo and Emmanuel Mensah-Bludu.
Meanwhile, President Mahama has visited the Pong Water Treatment Plant. The site has a new plant under construction. When completed, it will have the capacity to produce 80 million gallons of raw water. By the end of next year, the plant will provide areas like Madina, Adenta and East Legon with water. Currently, a 20,000 cubic meter reservoir is being constructed on the campus of the Presbyterian Boys Senior High School at Legon for distribution to those areas. Albert Ojiri is the consultant at the Pond Water Treatment Plant.
It will deliver 80 million gallons of raw water. But the first phase, we will deliver 40 million gallons.
Okay, we have a 30,000 cubic meter reservoir at Dodua.
Okay.
Then from there, we will pump to Accra. And currently, we are building a 20,000 cubic meter reservoir on the land of Preset.
Okay.
Preset School, and the construction is very well advanced now. So that will then be on top of the distribution, so that it will feed by gravity to areas, Madina, East Legon, okay. Et cetera.
President Mahama urged the constructors to expedite work, as Accra has lots of areas which are water-starved.
Accra is a growing city, and so we need to keep ahead of the growth in demand. I'm sure that this project, if we do phase one, bring in another 40 million gallons, we should immediately start working on phase two, to increase to 80 million gallons. I can't wait for this to come on stream, because there are traditionally water-starved areas in the city. You know, everybody knows about Adenta and the water problem. And if this problem will solve that permanently, then I will sleep a very happy man. So our prayers are with you to expedite work and be able to complete it ahead of schedule.
President John Mahama.
Still on water, the Minister for Water Resources, Works and Housing, Alhaji Collins Dauda, says an additional treatment plant to supply more than 40 million gallons of water to the country is being constructed at the Kwong Dam. He said the project, when completed, will help solve the current water crisis the country is facing. Speaking on Radio Ghana's current affairs program Behind the News, Alhaji Dauda said the treatment plant, which will supply 3.5 million gallons of water, is also expected to be completed in the middle of March at the Weja Dam. He said the president's visit to the site was to dialogue with management and to acquaint himself with challenges facing the installation and assure Ghanaians of government support to tackle the problems to improve on water supply.
We're able to fix one of the projects, and therefore we brought on board 3.5 million gallons of water. There is one that is also being worked on, which is likely to complete at the middle of March, which would also add 3.5 million gallons of water to the system, which in effect would give us 7 million gallons out of the 10 that we lost as a result of that project. So that's where we are. We went there to encourage them, continue to work hard, able to get water for the people. capital of Accra, and from there we went on where we are constructing treatment plants that will give us 40 million gallons, added on the 40 million gallons, and subsequently add another 40 that is afford. Therefore, that project that is being built now, it has the capacity of giving us 80 million gallons of water a day. But as a first thing, we are looking at 40 million gallons that ready by the end of 2040. If we have that on, and we have very strong within infrastructure, there shouldn't be any problem. As I speak now, our records show that over 40% of the water that can fish off is not accounted for. And that is an area that we'll be looking outside to access the water shaft.
But then one would ask, why has it become problematic for the water treatment plant in particular to pump water to all its subscribers in Accra?
I told you that we have all 12 filters, four of which have broken to one best of one that will also do at least, I'm sure, by the half of the filters, which then will bring water. That would ameliorate the situation, not to say that it would completely resolve the water problem.
But I'm sure water remains a bother to your ministry and the government as a whole. Can you forecast the day when all would have taps running in their homes?
That is the vision of President to ensure that every person in this country has a safe, affordable water. That is the vision of the President. That is what we are working.
You heard the Minister for Water Resources, Works and Housing, Alhaji Collins Dauda, talking to Agatha Asamoah.
A fact-finding committee set up by the Public Utility Regulatory Commission has called on the Ghana Water Company to, as a matter of urgency, protect the country's water bodies from encroachment and pollution. They are also to install new pumping machines and equip the laboratories of the company to ensure that quality and standard water is produced to the consuming public. The chairman of the committee, Jonathan Ni Ahelenunu, stated this when the committee presented its interim report at a media briefing in Accra. Yaya Kwama has filed this report.
The PURC is the economic and quality of service regulatory body in the country. It is responsible for setting and reviewing tariffs and monitoring performance of utility providers. The five-member committee is made up of experts in the water sector. The chairman of the committee, Jonathan Ni Ahelenunu, said the committee has made adverse findings about the quality of water being produced by the Ghana Water Company. The recommendations, he noted, has been presented to the PURC for study and advice.
At Wega, it was obvious that there was a problem which is nationwide with the lake itself. The lake needs a lack of treatment, unlike the water at Bonk, it doesn't require alum. Now, something which is very important, which we observed, is that the management of the station itself requires attention, in that there is need for coordination and collaboration among the staff, and this is being highlighted as urgent as possible, because without that there is not what is called unity of command. No organization can survive with two bosses.
The public affairs director of the PURC, Nanaya Gentle, said ensuring quality water supply to the public is the hallmark of the commission. She said the PURC will stop at nothing to ensure that consumers are not cheated.
Addressing and tackling the issues, we tackle it one by one and we tackle it head on. Not, it shouldn't be a hazy situation where we are not sure what. For instance, we talk about an indicator for the measurement of chemicals, which is not there. So if we know that these things are there, even when we have to give them tariffs or when we have to do any exercise with them, we pinpoint these issues as a form of benchmark for them to adhere to before we give them what they are looking for.
The chief executive of the Consumer Protection Agency, Kofi Kapito, attributed the challenges to lack of planning on the part of leadership.
A report by Yaya Kwama.
The chairman of NGOs into Water and Sanitation, Farouk Brahima, says government must come out with a straightforward action plan to be implemented over a period of time for water delivery in the country. Speaking on Radio Ghana's current affairs program Behind the News, Mr. Brahima said the current water situation can be solved if government invests more into the sector as well as privatizing the sector. He spoke to Agatha Asamoah.
Basically, I would want to say that for those of us in the civil society working closely with government around issues of water and sanitation, like, we think that there's a need for a very straightforward, actionable strategic plan for the delivery of water in this country over a medium to a long term. So, promises and government plans
Yes, they are good, but we feel that there's a need for that kind of action plan.
But in your view, what do you think would account for the current water situation?
You and I would agree in the current situation that it is not just a matter of water not sufficient. The minister alluded to the fact that about 40% of the water is unaccounted for. And those of us in those sites have always cried out loud that why should you pass on the inefficiency, the water ministry or the water company on the unsuspecting consumer, using the leakage, one way of getting water in our homes. The second issue has to do with investments in the water sector. Governments over the years would have to invest in water. If you don't invest in the sector, definitely you are going to have situations where the machines and all of that will run down.
Chairman of NGOs into Water and Sanitation, Farouk Ibrahima, talking to Agatha Asamoah.
The Acting Director, Environment and Sanitation Inspectorate Division of the Ministry of Local Government and Rural Development, Dimidimina, says the ministry will this year tackle the issue of sanitation with all seriousness. In an interview with Radio Ghana, Mr. Dimidimina outlined the commitment of the new minister, Kwesi Opong-Fosu, to have most open drains in the city covered. He spoke to Ibrahim Kwatin.
Issues of education, better education, issue of poverty, issue of child mortality and all that, we've done substantially well. As sanitation, as part of the MDG project, we are not doing well. Currently, the figures that we have is that out of 54% that we expect to achieve by 2015, we are only 14%. And this is an issue that definitely we have to be worried as a nation. Sanitation itself is cross-cutting in all the development agenda of programs that we're talking about. So if you don't tackle it well, then you are sure that you will not be able to sustain your development agenda. And that is the basis on which the minister, made this call.
Right, let's look at the issue of open drains. I'm sure you know that it's a major problem. Go to residential areas and then you see open drains with acidification and all sorts of things happening. The minister has also promised to ensure that all open drains in the city are covered. How is he going to do that? Difficult then.
That is a very challenging aspect of city development. But I think that we with time and gradually with the required investment be able to get there. It's not easy in this part of our country where our pavements are not paved. All our areas are all bare, and so when you say you are going to cover the drains, definitely when it rains, see all manner of silt waste being carried into it.
Mr. Dimidimina is the Acting Director, Environment and Sanitation Inspectorate Division of the Ministry of Local Government.
Daniel Kwesi Ashaima, 43, of the NDC, has won the Buemba election. He polled 9,360 votes, representing 84.68% of the total valid ballot cast of 11,060 to beat four other contestants. Mr. Nelson Asafo, 46, a businessman who stood on the ticket of the CPP, returned 726 votes, representing 6.46%, with Ellis Akotwade, 63, a retired educationist, representing the PPP, polling 506 votes, representing 4.58% of ballots cast. Alhaji Muniru, 38, of the NVP, and Adams Da Kumbwating, 29, representing the PNC, polled 251 and 211 votes, representing 2.27% and 1.19%. The returning officer, Reverend Simon Yakanu, who announced the winner, said there were 187 rejected ballots with total votes cast totaling 11,247, with 37,127 registered voters on its nominal roll. Mr. Ashaima thanked his constituents for electing him to represent them following the demise of the former MP Henry Ford Kamel. He dedicated the feat to the memory of the late MP and pledged to continue with the good works of his predecessor to unite the people. This news comes to you from Radio Ghana, Accra. The major stories. President Mahama inspects progress of work at Bui Dam site and Pong Water Treatment Plant. Ghana Water Company Limited asked to protect country's water bodies from pollution. NDC's Daniel Kwesi Ashaima wins Buemba election. Rainstorm hits Guishao in northern region, and Pope Benedict makes final public appearance today. Do stay tuned.
Radio Ghana, number one current affairs news channel, and more.
Welcome back. A rainstorm last night hit the Guishao township, ripping the roofs of 6 schools, the offices of the Electoral Commission, and some houses in the area. The DC for Guishao, Alhaji Fuseini Alassan, who spoke to me earlier, says authorities in the area are yet to assess the extent of damage, adding that the victims are currently pleading with family members and friends as they try to look for assistance for them.
Just around 8:30 p.m. yesterday, we had that rainstorm. It was big but very devastating. And so we went around, we are still on, but we had a blackout. And so we weren't able to get you the exact number of houses and the schools that have been ripped off. But I can tell you that a lot of schools, buildings have been ripped off, the secondary schools affected, and a lot of local houses which we are still striving to see how we cope with the situation.
As you speak, how the residents who are affected, where are they now?
Well, they're playing with friends. It happened overnight. And so the current has been staying outside, and very soon we'll go out to see what is going on.
Apart from you, have other authorities in the area been informed of what happened yesterday and then the measures that they are putting in place to?
Well, the Ladmore office that is collaborating with the assembly, and so we are just the people who are to do that. Together with the security, right now, as I speak, the security agencies who are around, we have to go around with them and then see how we can assist physically and then maybe call for further help.
Now, you just spoken of assistance, and you are going to assess the situation today, I believe. So what kind of assistance are you going to offer the victims?
Yesterday in the night, I called the regional Ladmore coordinator, and he's also preparing to come down. And after we have assessed the situation here, we also inform the authorities up there.
That was the DC for Guishao, Alhaji Fuseini Alhassan.
Respondents to the presidential election petition are expected to file their answers by close of work today. President John Mahama, the Electoral Commission, and the NDC were given 14 days after the petitioners had furnished them with further and better particulars of the petition to file their answers. In the petition, 3 leading members of the NPP, Nana Akufo-Addo, Dr. Mahmood Bawumia, and Jacob Echepi-Lamte, are challenging the validity of the results of the 2012 presidential elections. Here is a write-up by Bubu Klinogu.
The presidential candidate of the NPP in the 2012 election, Nana Akufo-Addo, his running mate, Dr. Mahmood Bawumia, and the national chairman of the NPP, Jake Obechebi-Lamte, have alleged malpractices during the elections. They contended that in 11,916 polling stations, massive irregularities, such as voting without biometric verification, overvoting, non-signing of the result declaration forms, and mismatch between the figures and weights indicating the number of valid votes of each candidate were recorded. The applicants also alleged that voting took place in 28 ghost polling stations. They said the irregularities were substantial enough and had affected the outcome of the election. Based on this, they are praying the 9-member Supreme Court, presided over by Justice William Atiguba, to nullify the results from the said 11,916 polling stations, amounting to almost 4 million votes. They also want the court to nullify the election of President Mahama and rather declare Nana Akufo-Addo as a duly elected president. However, in their earlier answers to the original petition, which alleged irregularities in about 4,000 polling stations, both President Mahama and the Electoral Commission denied the allegations, saying they were baseless and lack merit, and prayed the court to dismiss the application. It is expected that the answers to the amended petition will be similar to the earlier one. In line with provisions of CR 74, the Supreme Court will have to fix a date for the commencement of the hearing within 15 days after the answers have been filed.
That was a write-up by Bubu Klinogu.
The Ghana Bar Association has reminded journalists of the need to respect the judiciary as a way of upholding Ghana's democratic institutions. The president of the association, Nene Abayate Yamaikache, mentioned the Supreme Court in particular, saying it is wrong for journalists to put out untrue statements about a Supreme Court judge because it sets the tone for scandalizing the court. Nene Yamaikache was speaking at the editor's forum where the Ghana Bar Association interacted with the media. Our reporter, Mary actually tells us more.
The Supreme Court case currently ongoing is a test case for the media in Ghana, as it is the first time the legitimacy of a president is being challenged. The Ghana Bar Association believes that it is important for journalists to understand the laws that relate to their profession. The chairperson of the Editors Forum, Ajua Yeboah Afari, set the tone for the discussion.
For the media family to be reminded of the laws that relate to our work. And more than ever, we need to appreciate the need to be more professional in our work.
The president of the Ghana Bar Association, Nene Amegache, said journalists should avoid writing untrue stories because it is not only civil but criminal. He noted that even though the criminal libel law has been repealed, there is another common law that can be invoked to get a journalist imprisoned.
We have articles appearing in the media addressing specific judges who speak in court, whether the judge is tall or the judge is short, whether the judge is black or is green, whether the judge is from the north or the south, and some of the comments which appear in the media, the implications for members of the media. Now, where a journalist or a media personnel takes pen and paper and writes of a Supreme Court judge certain things which are not true, and the net effect is to cause the public or all Ghanaians to have a negative opinion of that particular person, then there is a serious issue.
That was the president of the Ghana Bar Association, Nene Abayate Amegache, ending that report by Mary Atuli.
One person is confirmed dead and another injured when a struggle ensued between some members of Badabuo community and the police in the Nadoli district of the Upper West Region over the arrest of a suspect. Briefing Radio Ghana in Wa on the incident, the regional police commander, DCOP Kofi Danso Adaya Champong, said the deceased has been identified as Sandu Faye, 53, with two wives and 17 children.
Two Nigerians arrested last week for the shipment of 200 kilograms of cocaine into the country valued at $12 million concealed in a 40-footer container have made their first court appearance at the Fast Track High Court in Accra. The 47-year-old second-hand clothing dealer James Ekechukwu and 53-year-old Sunny Ekechukwu Benji Eke, a businessman, have since been remanded into lawful custody to reappear on the 12th of next month by Justice Mustafa Habib Lugo. Principal State Attorney Isiama Sampong, in a submission, said the remand is to enable the prosecution conduct further investigations into the case. The two have been charged with engaging in criminal conspiracy and importing narcotics without lawful authority. Ekechukwu is on an additional charge for possessing 62 boxes containing 372 bottles of liquid substance suspected to be cocaine without lawful authority. The exhibits have been forwarded to the Ghana Standards Authority for examination. Correspondent Amasawa Bidiaku has filed this report.
According to the facts of the case, the Narcotic Control Board officials last December received an intelligence report through its foreign counterparts that a Temaport-bound cargo from Bolivia in South America containing a quantity of cosmetics had narcotic drugs concealed in it. The cargo consigned to the Consumable Lines Limited, a company registered by Sonny Eke, arrived at the port on January 29 this year. During an inspection conducted in the presence of two clearing agents for the cargo, 33 cartons containing 174 green bottles of liquid substance suspected to be cocaine sealed in surgical gloves were found. The agents denied knowledge of the substance but gave out the necessary information to track down the owners. Ekechukwu was arrested at Aplaku Junction near Weja when he attempted to take delivery of the cargo. He told the arresting team that Sonny Eke is the owner of the container, adding that he helped Sonny Eke engage the services of a lady clearing agent. Ekechukwu is on record as stating that he assisted Sonny Eke to register the company, the Consumables Line Limited, at the Registrar General's Department after Sonny Eke expressed his desire to import cosmetics from South America to Ghana. He led the arresting team to arrest Sonny Eke at the Accra Mall last Thursday after he, Sonny, was lured into the country from Nigeria. Sonny told investigators that he jointly imported the cargo of cosmetics Cosmetics, with Elekechukwu and two others now at large. He puts the blame on the other three importers for concealing the cocaine in the cargo. At the time of their separate arrest, $18,700, 180,600 CFA francs, 3,945 naira, and 680 Ghana cedis was on Sonny Eke, while 2,150 was retrieved from Elekechukwu. The monies are believed to be proceeds of the narcotic trade.
Amasewa Bidiaku for out of that report.
The Pope will hold a final general audience in front of thousands of pilgrims in St. Peter's Square today, the eve of his resignation. Papal audiences are normally held inside the Vatican Hall in the winter, but the level of interest has made it necessary that the event be held outdoors, with 50,000 tickets being requested. Organizers say there will be no traditional kissing of the pontiff's hand because of the sheer size of the expected crowd.
And to end the news, the main point again, President John Dramani Mahama has inspected progress of work on the Bui hydroelectric dam and groundwater treatment plant. This is part of many interventions to arrest the recent erratic power supply in the country. A fact-finding committee set up by the PULC has asked the Ghana Water Company to protect the country's water bodies from encroachment and pollution, and the NDC has retained the Boem parliamentary seat after it emerged victorious in a by-election. Daniel Kwesi Asiama, 43 of the ruling party, polled 9,360 votes. The news was presented by Doreen Ampofu
and Samuel Essa in Accra.